Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name's Natasha Collins. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors, which helps landlords and property investors build commercial property portfolios. I want to share with you something awesome that I have got that you should be downloading. It is my commercial property portfolio expansion formula. It is a flowchart which will show you the exact steps that you need to go through in order to keep building your commercial property portfolio. And I'm giving it to you for free. All you need to do is click on the link below this podcast to get access to it. I will ask you for your name and your email address, and then I will send that over to you. And there are some great bonuses that go along with this flowchart. You are going to want to go and download it. So again, click on the link below this podcast to get your hands on it. How are you doing this week? I hope you're doing really well. Thank you so much for all the positive comments that I've had on the podcast over the last couple of weeks. I really, really, really appreciate it. And for the chap that sent me an absolute barrage of hate after last week's podcast, telling me that it's a waste of time having guaranteed rental income when you are paying 12% interest a year. I don't think I said that. It is 1% that you would have to pay on the total amount of rent that you get coming in. So if it didn't make sense at all, it was 1%. So if you are getting £12,000 worth of rent in, it is 1% of £12,000 that they are charging you. That's it. That's the fee. So I wanted to clear that up in case anybody else thought, well, I'm not paying 12% per year for that. No, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. It would be 1% of the total amount that you wanted to draw down. So there we go. Cleared that up for you. I have had some other great questions in this week that I wanted to start with. So first of all, where are we seeing commercial mortgage products at the moment? Someone has said to me, only concern of borrowing costs at the moment seem to be around 9 to 10%. So interest rates on commercial borrowing are between 7 and 8% at the moment. Yes, you will see those extra percentage points put on for the arrangement fee. I have seen arrangement fees of anywhere between 2 to 5%. Again, you make the decision and the cost analysis when you go out to mortgage brokers and you get your deal. So I really would be looking for anywhere between 7 and 8% as standard. I have seen some 6% products. If you are getting 50% loan to value, you might get below that as well. You have to ask around and just make sure that you are exploring all of the options. What I'm finding is that new banks are coming into play every single week. So keep doubling back and asking your mortgage broker on that. But yeah, as you will see as we go through this podcast, I am forecasting off of roughly 7.25% at the moment as we record. I'm recording on Friday, 22nd of March, 2024. If things change in the economy or the base rate changes or something like this, and you're listening to this way into the future, then yeah, that may change. But that's where I'm benchmarking as of today. Second question is, will valuations settle over the next couple of years? I don't know. It really depends upon the strength of your investment, which will depend upon what valuation you get on that property. So a valuer will look at the local market. They'll look at the position of your property. They'll look at the type of tenant that can occupy your property. They'll look at the market rent, and they'll come to an evaluation based upon that. So over years, all of those characteristics change and your valuation will change accordingly. So of course, If those characteristics change for the better, then you may get a better valuation. If they change for the worse, you might get a worse valuation. But looking at those characteristics, you could yourself work on them to make them better. So just bear that in mind that yes, the valuation will change depending on the circumstance of the building, not just the economy. It will change depending on the tenant, the rental income, the lease terms, all that good stuff. So if you're not happy with the valuation at the moment, change the property and see what happens then. This week, I wanted to cover a topic that I keep getting asked about. Natasha, if I wanted to make £2,000 net profit a month from my commercial property portfolio, what would I need to invest? So I have done a little bit of spreadsheeting, and if you download that freebie that I told you about at the start, you know, that commercial property expansion success formula flowchart, that one, you will also get, if you want it, a copy of this spreadsheet that I'm using to forecast what you would need to do in order to get a net profit of £2,000 per month. There we have it. So I thought about what would be the easiest way of doing this rather than this clever, overly crazy tactics that you see talked about on social media that you might go to webinars about and they talk you through these crazy tactics. I thought, no, what would be the simplest way at the moment to make £2,000 net profit per month? Here's how I would do it. So I would start with having £165,000 in cash or equity or investments, but you are going to need to have £165,000 to spend. You would then be wanting a loan to value on your property purchases of 65% loan, 35% deposit, and you would be aiming for an interest rate of 7.25%. I would then be targeting properties that were for repairing and insuring. So essentially, you could buy them and the tenant would be paying for everything. You have got no more additional expenses, which means that you could or could not manage them yourself. It really is up to you, depending on what you want to do. I'm assuming here that you would want to manage the property yourself, although if you don't, that's going to be a 10% plus back charge. So you might want to pop that in there. So based upon all of these figures, I reckon that you would need to spend roughly £445,000 on commercial property with a target rental income of £45,000. So we're looking at that 10% gross yield, which after your mortgage interest at 7.25% would mean that you would be getting roughly, very roughly, £2,000 net profit per month, right? So now you're thinking, okay, Natasha, I have got my figures, but where am I going to find these properties? So I really would be starting by looking at search portals. So you could go to Rightmove Commercial and you could find commercial property in your local area. And that would be the first one that I would have a look at. Now, when you are going through the different property types, you want any of the commercial, you don't want businesses for sale, preferably. And when you are looking, have a look at a price range of anything up to the £445,000 mark. Now, that doesn't show you yields, which means that it can be a little bit more difficult to have a look through. And on that first time, know exactly what property is going to work. You are going to have to sift through a huge amount of properties in order to figure out which property would be right for you with the appropriate 10% yield. So that is something that you would have to do on Rightmove just to make sure that you were going through and finding that 10% yield. What I would suggest you do is, if you're using Rightmove and if you've listened to my podcast before, have a search within 40 miles of your home and see if you can find anything. And what you're looking for is property that anywhere up to £445,000, because of course you can buy multiple properties. And then you can see if that property is already bringing in that 10% yield. Now, I will say 10% yields, just an FYI, mean that the properties could be quite risky. You're not going to get the strongest covenant tenant, or you're not going to get properties with the longest of leases. There are going to be some lease negotiations that you are going to want to be doing. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. This isn't going to be the easiest property, but it's also not going to be the hardest property. Here's what I do to make it quicker for myself. I use CoStar, which we give access to our clients. So if you emailed us and you were looking for something, we could give you all the comps and all of the information that we get from CoStar. So I go onto CoStar, I go and have a look at sales and what's for sale. And I type in the United Kingdom as my search area. I look for anything up to £450,000 with a net initial yield starting at 9%. Why 9% when we're looking for 10%? Well, net initial yield is usually the yield after purchasing costs. But we are looking for, we're not taking into account purchasing costs when we are looking for these properties. We are going for a gross yield, so a total gross yield of 10%. So then I pull up these properties, and you're thinking, Natasha, how many properties did you pull up? I will tell you, 181 across the UK. I pulled up 181 properties. So then what I can have a look at is days on the market, so what's just come to market. And I can see that there are properties that have come to market this week. So where are we looking at? We have got Huddersfield, a 16.2% net initial yield. Stockton-on-Tees, 9.2% net initial yield. Aberdeen, 9.93%. Cupar, oh, am I saying that right? 9% net initial yield. Boston, 10.54% net initial yield. Wigan, 9.91% net initial yield. York, 9.09% net initial yield. I'm going to have a look at that one in a slightly bit more, well, a detail. So I click on the property, and then I can take a look and see what is going on. Sale price, £440,000. Cool beans. That is what we're after. It is a allsop, so it's an auction property, which might mean that it's going to go for more than the price that it's come to market for. So just as an FYI, be very much aware of that. Sale notes, it's entirely let to mind. the National Association for Mental Health, current rent reserved at £40,000 per annum on a new 10-year lease. So there we go. So if you were to be paying £445,000 for it, you'd be getting £40,000 worth of income. That's not quite what we were after. If you remember, we were after £45,000 worth of income for £445,000 worth of property. But we are nearly there, right? That's not so far away from what we were after. So I'll go back to the drawing board on this, because it is auction. Maybe we wouldn't want to do that if we thought that we were going to get outbid by other folks. So let's have a look at what else we have got. So if I go to, let me see. Okay, so here I've got 8 to 10 Sandgate in Berwick-upon-Tweed in Northumberland. Here the property is selling for £275,000, and the agent believes that there is £27,500 worth of rent coming in. What I want to do is go through and have a look and see whether that's the case. Now, there is offices and storage which are available in the property, which means that there's part of it that hasn't been let. So it's kind of hope value from that rent. So I'd already be thinking to myself, okay, well, if I'm actually not getting that rent in at the moment, I'm going to be discounting the value of the property. But if I know that there's a potential to get that 10% yield out of the property, it's something that I'm going to be really interested in. Plus, it's £200,000, so I've got another £200,000 to spend. Now, going back to my list, I can go through this list of the 180 properties and I can pick out properties that I'd be really interested in. Again, I'm not going to not go for auction properties, but I know that there's some people who think, it's not really for me if I have to go and bid with people. That's okay. Don't worry at all. You can choose properties that aren't. I have a huge amount of properties here, so it's not as if I am just stuck to the auction properties. And what I do, I will look through each of the details. I'll give the agent a call if it's something that I want. I'll get more details, and then I'll go and have a look or decide to offer. But right there in the last, 10 minutes, I have decided, okay, I want £2,000 worth of rental income really easily from my property portfolio. How much do I need to spend? Well, £165,000 in cash. Great. What would I need to get a 65% mortgage? Fabulous. And what interest rate am I targeting? 7.25%. All you've got to do then is make a decision on which of these properties you'd want to buy. But there is enough here on the market that you should be able to fill your investment needs. It's that simple. It's that simple. How do you feel about that? Sometimes I say things that are really simple and people say to me, "Hey, Natasha, is it really that simple?" Yes. The biggest thing that you have to do is make a decision on it. And that's where we come in as a firm of surveyors, where we say, okay, here are the pros and cons, and this is the decisions that you need to make on this property. But honestly, the process is as simple as that. What comes up for you? Have you got any questions from that? Email me, natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. And if you want that spreadsheet that I just worked on, which tells me exactly what properties I need to be looking for, and you want my success formula flowchart, click the link below and I'll email it through to you. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And make sure to leave a 5-star review, as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.